took my credit card, I couldn't pay the rent. Yeah, it's so hard just to see my hot head. There's a kind of rush when my eyes turn red. Throw me in a room and say, have a ball. There's 15 lines looking like they can brawl. Did these fuckers know I shoot before I crawl? I'll take them on, anyone and all who come. Did 15 slobs to do the job I did all day. I got too good, so they didn't want to pay. Now I'm just rushing just to see my baby. Sometimes the city won't let me. If you hear thunder, man, you better run. This is no homecoming queen with a gun. This is New Seven Razor, Cobra Lightning. Well, I'll strike you twice, anyone and all. Been on the road for only 15 days. When I sleep, I dream of floating through the asphalt haze. And now sleep has become a luxury. If I don't move now, there'll be someone stopping me. Looks like I'm coming on a barricade. The cops are sitting right there selling lemonade. I push the pedal down and accelerate. I'm freezing past anyone and all who come. It took 15 moles to attack from underground. I started staggering and then I went down. It was a kind of rush as far as my eyes could be. Could not see the suspects that did this to me. Just when I lie there with my life before my eyes, I started pouring over with light. I'm a puppet on a wire of faith and fire. I had no fear of anyone.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Pepe Salvadori, the founder of the Italian band Dick Dick. He just passed away. I do not have his age, but it is the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Emil Katkin, the American TV and film composer who worked mainly as a production music composer. He composed music for television series, films, and cartoons from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, including Gumby and Hanna-Barbera's Augie Doggie. Emil Katkin just passed away at 100. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The penultimate radio obituary is for Frank Kimbrough, the American post-bop jazz pianist. In the 90s, he was a member of the Herbie Nichols Project, and he also was a session player with Paul Murphy and a player in the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra. Frank Kimbrough just passed away at 64. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final radio obituary, the ultimate radio obituary, with one final tune. Then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. We had a great time with you tonight, though, hanging out, spinning tunes for the bee's knees. Hopefully you enjoyed it all, found some new music you might like, and supported as many artists as made sense for you. Thank you very much for doing that. If you're still going to go shopping after the show, please be sure to let them know that Bubbles in the Think Tank sent you and that it's nothing but love for them right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So like I said, one final tune in the ultimate radio obituary, then the Automatron. Hopefully we'll hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Thanks a lot for being there tonight. And then we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. But like I said, it's the ultimate radio obituary for Tim DiParafagini, the English electronics engineer and designer. He consulted for a number of hi-fi manufacturers, including Luxman, Quad, and Musical Fidelity. He just passed away at 75, and it's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Thank you.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know the feeling. You know the feeling, you know the feeling.
Got a crush. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
September, now the leaves have fallen down. Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
You bought a big old house, filled it with a lover and a cradle. I'm sitting here alone with my notebook and piano. Everyone I know keeps moving on.